yell barracuda, everybody's like, huh? What? You yell shark. You got a panic on the 4th of July. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Unfortunately, I do. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother. How are you?
I am great.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, you know, it's fine, I guess. It's not Friday, so.
But it's still your weather.
It is. Oh, my God, it's your beautiful.
That's for a week and a half straight.
What is going on? What if it was like this for 5 years?
I would
town,
move.
Yeah, this town would empty out.
Wow, that would be so depressing.
Be much cheaper to leave in Los Angeles.
Yeah, no kidding. And you would be fine to
stay. Up and down, yeah, I'd be happy as can be.
At 5 o'clock every day, we do 5 songs in a row called Gimme Five with a theme.
That's real pretty.
Today's theme is pretty.
You know, we're not just going to do song titles. I thought we should take in the entire matrix. If it's in the album title, if it's in the band name, if it's in the song title, if it's in the lyrics, pretty.
Wow.
Yeah.
That widens it up quite a lot.
Yeah, but we only have 5 songs we can play, so good luck.
One American dollar on the show today?
Yeah, actually, I have one for you.
Oh.
I have compiled it. I forgot to tell you earlier. I have compiled a very interesting list of...
interesting.
Something to do with money.
All right.
Something to do with money. Yes, sir.
We have embarrassing things you saw your parent or kid do. based on the new show, The Idol, which is on Max.
Okay.
And it's something.
I don't like the whole...
It's something.
Come on, stick with it.
You don't... That's not the point. The point is...
Yeah. Oh, is this the one you were just telling me about?
That
is foul.
The point is that you as a dad would never want to see your kid do that.
Foul. So we're thinking hardcore. What's his name? George C. Scott. Turn it off!
Sure.
Turn it off!
Sure.
That sort of thing.
There's that, yeah.
Fun.
The new Apple Vision Pro glasses.
Dorky!
Are out. They're dorky. And
can be.
At least they're cheap at $3,499. We'll find out about those with Trixie, our internet person.
Oh, yay, Trixie.
Coming up next.
She's so hot.
And tickets for Disney.
That's right. We got Disney tickets. Yep.
Before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Red on you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Right in the middle of a Queen twofer. Got another one coming up in just a matter of moments. That, of course, as the lovely scene in Shaun of the Dead.
Ah, yes.
In
one of our favorite
Winchester
movies.
Winchester, yeah.
Let's talk Apple Vision Pro. This was announced yesterday at the Worldwide Convention or whatever it is.
Sure, Joe's convention.
And we have our internet specialist who we call Trixie.
Ah, because Trixie!
We try to avoid letting his real identity out.
Trixie, because you actually work for a company that keeps tabs on what's going on with their computers and what have you and making sure that nobody's being hacked and information isn't leaking and all that sort of stuff, right?
Yes, sir, including nation states like Russia and China. So, yeah, we kind of have to keep a low profile if we can.
Yeah, they're kind of really digging right now, aren't they? They're looking to...
Those guys are dicks.
...bring things down. You guys are dicks!
Yep.
So, Trixie, yesterday they announced the Apple Vision Pro. First of all, it's $3,499.
Jump change.
That's the least expensive one.
Is it? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the entry-level price. I'm sure there's going to be some sort of subscription that they can tie to it, as well as have, like, a pro edition where you're paying an extra $1,000 for extra perks, maybe better displays or whatnot. So, yeah, that's just the entry-level price.
What exactly does it do? What's so damn special about these?
They look like ski goggles.
Yes. Are they like what you used to wear when you were 12 and went underwater in your pool?
Yeah.
They look stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like as if they look exactly like ski goggles that Daft Punk made or something along those lines, right?
Right. Very cool in 1983.
Yeah. So it's pretty much augmented reality. And what I mean by that is it blends either your real life, things that are happening, because you can see right through the goggles, as well as a virtual reality scenario. So essentially you can move from real life to full VR with a switch of a dial. There's 5 sensors that are located within the goggles themselves, with 12 cameras, 6 microphones, 4K displays, and everything that you're doing within that headset is controlled either through your hands, eyes, or voice. So you're not even needing controllers.
Oh, nice. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So you can have like multiple screens floating around. So say you have your desktop or your laptop open, you can view it through these goggles rather than take the goggles off and just view it with your eyes.
And what's the use of that? Is it a much bigger view?
It's a sharper view, as well as you can do like multitasking quite easily with this. So rather than have one or two screens in front of you. You could just kind of rotate your head or
move the screen
over, and you could get another screen popping up.
And so this way, because you can see through it, for once you're not bumping into walls, I mean, you're actually seeing what's in the real world in front of you.
Right, exactly. So like Meta's Quest, those are completely closed off from your eyes.
Right.
So you have the controllers and whatnot. With these, the sensor that I was mentioning recognizes when somebody's in front of you, for instance. And it'll switch you out of that virtual reality mode into live view, and you can see what the person's doing exactly. And they can actually see your eyes through this goggles, in sort of like a Tron-esque, I guess you could say, setting, where it's like it looks like a video of your eyes.
It looks like a video of your eyes. That's so weird.
We need to play with this. Are you able to get your paws on a couple of these, Trixie, by any chance? Bring them down here to the radio ranch?
I got to do a couple tricks to do that, but
turn a few tricks.
Get on it.
Hey, you know that 76-year-old prostitute that just retired the other day? Maybe she could help you out with
that. Brings
clients.
Up my next question. How about porn?
Oh my God.
How about porn?
Yeah, you know what? With all the research and money that was spent making these goggles, the majority of the people are going to use it for porn.
Yes, that's true. Of course.
You have doctors practicing surgery. These could be like smart eyeglasses where you never have to go to an eye doctor appointment again.
But
people are going to be using it for porn.
Yeah, baby!
And it hides it from everybody else so that no one can see exactly what you're doing. So you don't have to worry about
sitting on the bus looking at all sorts of bizarre stuff that's nasty out of measure. Nobody around would you know. Well, they shouldn't know, but I mean, if they look closely, they'll be able to tell.
Unfortunately, they'll know. If you're looking at this,
if you're wearing some slim fit, then you might give it away.
Wow! So this is just a lot of stuff in front of your eyes in case you don't have a lot
because
of voices.
Because we're not distracted enough,
right? And your head already.
Yeah. Exactly. Wow. Exactly. Yeah, there's just some more things to put in front of your face, and I'm hoping that I'll see somebody driving down the freeway with one of these on, and one of their Teslas and whatnot. But yeah, it looks pretty exciting. I think it's probably going to make a big impact on the world, hopefully in a good way and not in a bad.
We know that's not going to be the case.
it should be available first quarter of next year, it looks like. But, I mean, to be honest, guys, I think this will definitely put a final nail in the Metaverse coffin.
Well, I hope you get a hold of a pair and bring them down here so we can play with them and then mock them because they look stupid. But they'll be fun nonetheless.
So yeah, start. I definitely will try to get
start turning
going.
Your tricks. Do what you got to do.
Thanks, Trixie.
Yeah, of course, guys.
Thank you, dude.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Right here is a winner form that could have your name on it for a 4-pack of tickets to Disney California Adventure Park when we take over. We're going to be doing that sometime in the next 20 minutes or so.
Keep listening for that.
Yeah.
Have you ever visited the White House?
Yes, when I was a child.
And did you take the tour?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Do you remember anything about it?
I do. It was pretty impressive, old, and a lot smaller in ways than I
figured.
It was
a lot smaller than I thought, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, the age of it, and this was in the 70s, so I think they've kind of fixed it back up again, but whatever.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I got the idea, and I probably went in the 80s, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The line was not terrible, and it was kind of fascinating
to
be in there.
The line wasn't terrible, but it did. You did have to get there early to get your place in line.
Yeah.
So I think there was a system set up by the time I went, you know,
sure.
50 years later than you.
But there was a buzz in the air being inside that building.
It's
you know?
Weird.
It was kind of exciting, yeah.
It's exciting, and it's strange, and you're looking like closely at things that you only see on TV
and
that affect your life greatly. It's really bizarre.
Yeah.
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs went there because they won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And so they get to take a picture with President Biden. And
they get any McDonald's?
They didn't.
Oh,
no, wrong president.
That's a damn shame.
They, the coach came out and said a few words, and then he introduced Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce,
right,
who are the stars of the team.
With that, Travis Kelce and Pat Mahomes are going to take over the stage.
So they came out and they stood and they took a picture with President Biden.
Nice.
And Kelce is the tight end, and he's the funny one on the team.
Right.
He was closest to the podium.
Uh-huh.
And then there was the president and there was the quarterback.
Right.
He waited for a second and the president was looking someplace else.
Right.
And
some hot babe in the crowd.
Kelce stepped over to the podium.
Yeah.
and started talking. And Patrick Mahomes quickly saw what was happening and rushed over and pushed him away.
Dude, come
apologizing.
On.
Listen.
So I've been waiting for this.
Sorry.
He steps over and says, I've been waiting for this for a long time.
Dude, you and I would do the exact same thing.
I love that.
I don't care who it is, but we would just, right? I mean, that's.
Yes.
We
that's
like that
the
kind
spirit.
Of personality. Exactly.
That's the spirit.
Yeah.
And everybody laughed
awesome.
And was fine. And Patrick Mahomes was like, sorry, everybody. It was just a joke. I'm sure.
How many times have we had to say it was just a joke?
100,000.
Oh, my God.
It's the best. And props to the Kansas
yeah,
City
good
Chiefs.
For them. That's very cool.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. My daughter and I sometimes trade TV shows.
Okay.
We'll tell
sure.
each other what we're watching, and then the other person will watch it.
Like, how many times do you find you like her?
A lot of
and vice
the time.
Versa?
Yeah, a lot of the time.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
She liked a show called Euphoria.
Euphoria, okay.
And I said, hey, should I watch it? And she goes, nope.
She was honest with you, at least.
And
that's
I
good.
Said, okay. She said, nope, just too awkward. Too awkward, no.
Let me tell you, this is so crazy. My mom, super G-rated, whatever. She had a crush on some guy that was in West Wing that was also in Cabin in the Woods. I don't know what his name is.
Okay.
So she was like, I need to watch Cabin in the Woods. And we're like, no, you don't. You don't ever watch that movie.
Right.
She never seen horror. Maybe she saw Psycho. That was as crazy. She watched it. She
did
watched
she
the
really?
Whole thing. I asked her about it later. She goes, yeah, it was, you guys loved that, huh? And she watched the whole thing. Just
that's
so she
the
could
style.
Drool
it.
Over her boyfriend.
So the guy who did Euphoria has a new show now with The Weeknd.
Okay.
And it's called The Idol.
Hasn't he changed his name yet, The Weeknd?
His real name is
whatever, yeah.
Whatever it is.
But yes.
And it's called The Idol, and it's on Max.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, it's about a pop star struggling to get back on track after a public breakdown.
Okay. That's
so she gets out of out of the hospital. She's got a bunch of hangers on that are trying to manipulate her.
Why would they come up with a story like that? I mean, there's hardly any examples.
And it stars Johnny Depp's daughter.
Right.
Now, okay. If I'm Johnny Depp,
mm-hmm.
I only watched the first half hour. If I'm Johnny Depp, I'm not watching that show.
Why is that?
Because it's his daughter.
And
it's, I mean, it's pretty provocative. It's her trying to get back on top.
Well, what sort of thing?
Using her sexuality.
Back on top, huh? Using
uh-huh.
her sexuality. I see. Back on top. I see.
The first 15 minutes is a topless photo shoot.
So this is called, what is this called? I'll need to watch this.
The Idol.
The Idol, okay.
Is the name of it, yeah.
Really?
Yes. And then...
she calls dad and is like, hey, I got this new show, don't watch.
Right.
I hope.
And then they all started looking at a picture, and you were like, what are they looking at?
Right.
What's online? And they go, oh, no, don't tell her. Don't tell her. And probably 5 minutes later, they showed the picture.
Okay. She's still topless?
And let's say that she's a baker.
Okay. All right.
She has vanilla frosting all over her face. And
okay.
Johnny Depp says he's very proud of her work.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Having seen it? Question mark?
I don't know.
Hearing
that he's
about
seen
it,
or
knowing
not.
That she's doing it, maybe.
I don't know.
Wow, that
but
would be rough.
But it was graphic.
I mean,
I was very surprised.
I've always thought that. I mean, you know, the more, you know, it can be, it's not gratuitous, you know, it's
this
for the
is.
Plot. Right.
This is all gratuitous.
But no matter what, I mean, God, how do your parents watch?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
I mean, even if it's just, you know, just straight up nudity, that's not such a big deal. But if you're, it's what you're saying,
yes.
then that's the next
it's
level.
It's much worse, yes. I mean, the star of Euphoria, her dad walked out of a screening because he didn't want to see...
Turn it off! Turn
yes,
it off!
Yes.
George C. Scott.
No, I mean, like in a theater.
Yeah,
like he walked
sure.
just because he
no.
didn't want to see
of
his
course.
Daughter that way.
Yeah, of course.
So the phone-in that
I mean,
it would
be more concerning if he stayed.
Correct. I'm surprised he went.
Yeah, I kind of like this movie.
Doesn't daughter tell dad not to come to that
right?
screening?
Yeah.
I would think so.
Well, maybe she did, and you didn't pay attention.
Embarrassing things that you saw your parent or kid do.
Mm.
Embarrassing thing you saw your parent or
wow.
kid do.
Wow.
So in this particular case, it's his kid.
Yep. But he's fine with it.
Yeah, he seems to be fine.
Well, he's also Johnny Depp. Yes, I was going to say.
So really,
I did say.
he's kind of on the depraved end, I would guess.
Well, you know, and he's very, very open, very, very
modern.
He's
seen a lot of stuff.
He's very forward thinking.
Yes, and he's very proud of his daughter.
He knows it's all just for the heck of it.
Right.
It's just a gosh darn program after all. Golly gee.
So,
I don't think that's really frosting.
What are the embarrassing things that you saw your parent or kid do? 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
And we're off into another twofer. This one from Rival Sons, who were so kind as to put on that show for us recently at the Viper Room. We got a lot more of those coming up in near future, too, now, from Rival Sons. 818-955-KLOS.
Talking about embarrassing things you saw your parent or kid do. You have one of those?
Yeah, well, I can't remember what age I was, but I was really little, man. And I walked in and the room was real dark, but I could see Dad was on top of Mom and her legs were way up in the air.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I don't know what's going on, but this, I know I need to walk out.
So it just made you uncomfortable, even though you didn't understand it.
Yeah.
And I like that your brain told you, nope, turn around, out we go.
Yeah, it was like 360, man. This is not.
That's a good break.
360,
the
you're,
off for a reason.
You're still looking at it if you're doing a 360. You know that, right?
It's you're
a
back one, to it. You're away from it. You're back to it. You're away from it.
It's a 180.
You're back to it. You're away from it.
You're right.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I walked in and saw my son having sex.
Oh, ah, la, la, la. Was the lady or gentleman that he was with?
Well, was a woman.
Okay.
A girl.
And what did you do? What was your reaction?
I closed the door real quick.
Did you slam it? Like, did he know you were there?
I don't think he knew. I just closed it. And
yeah.
Right.
And I didn't see that.
How old was he?
He was like 22.
Right. So he should have known better than to be at home where Mom might walk in.
That's true. That's.
No kidding. But yeah. I do admire the, I just am going to act like I didn't see that approach.
Me too, actually. Did you ever to bring it up to him?
I knocked before I, you know,
yes,
and
of course.
Answered. I just opened and.
Can we call him?
You could if you wanted to.
Can we call him and let him know that you saw him?
Yeah, if you want to.
Really?
Great. Okay, we should get the phone number and give it.
Hello.
She went away. She hung up. I wanted to get the number.
I thought she was joking.
No, I don't think so.
Really? Call us back.
Call
us
back.
We'll talk to him. We'll break the news.
And in the meantime, 818-955-KLOS.
Embarrassing things you saw your parent or kid do. Right now we're talking about embarrassing things you saw your parent or kid do.
I was in line a long time ago with my daughter. I took her to go shopping to get groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And there were three women ahead of me in line on the checkout and two behind me. And my daughter said out loud, Daddy, my vagina itches.
And she was 27, right?
No, she was 6 years old.
Oh, man.
Well, did they offer up any advice? You would think they offer up advice. They go, you know what? Here's what you should do.
Oh, yeah, they did with their cold steel eyes. I swear to God, I thought they'd call the cops on me. I said, get in the car, let Mom take care of it.
Very good advice.
Well handled.
Fast thinking.
Oh.
Thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. We're talking about embarrassing things that you saw your parent or kid do.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's my son. He's 5, and we were at our local Walmart, and they have a little person there as a greeter. And as we're walking by, he looks at him, looks him up and down. He's like, you're small.
Oh, no.
Thankfully, the guy was pretty witty, and he's like, well, I'm bigger than you.
Nice. Well done. Well played.
I got him right back. So
right on. Funny. Right on. Did you, you know, pull him aside later and go, look, there are certain observations that don't need to be made.
Yeah. We definitely had that talk immediately as soon as we got to the car.
I mean, there's no way to cover all the bases in life.
Not with kids.
Yeah, it's not possible
right?
ahead of time.
He does that with overweight people, too.
Oh, right? No, that's on you.
It's unfortunate. Yeah, and we're like, dude, some people are like that.
Don't let him meet me, then.
What is wrong with you?
I thought DJs were svelte. That would be his observation. Dude, thank you for calling, man. That's awesome. That's perfect.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Embarrassing things you saw your parent or kid do.
So I walked in, and about 15 years ago, I walked in on my son f***ing his chick. Turned around and walked out the room. And when I walked out, I said, get out here. So he got out here, and he said, what? I said, tell the whore to put her clothes on.
Nice.
Get the hell out of my house. And then I said, well, were you wearing rubber? He says, yeah. I said, all right, way to go, dude.
Fist bump.
No, that's not what he was doing.
My last thing was, I'm the only one that in this house. If you want to go do that, go get a room.
That is fair enough. That is totally fair enough right there.
I like it.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Embarrassing things you saw your parent or kid do.
Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
So you guys still talking about embarrassing moments?
Yep. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, this wasn't my parents, but it was my grandparents.
Oh, no.
I think I was like about 16 years old, and they were staying with us for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, they were staying in my room. So I walked in one night just to get my clothes ready for the next day because I had to go to school. So I just got my clothes out, and I slept in the living room. But I walked in on them, you know, doing the dirty. And it was kind of awkward and weird because I still had to get my clothes. And they played a fool and act like they were asleep, but you could totally tell what was going down under the sheets.
So they just stopped moving so you would think they were sleeping.
Yeah, and they would stop moving. You know, all you hear is shh. And then,
I was going to ask if they pretended to snore, but no, they're like, shh.
No, they shush. They shush each other up. I was like, oh, shit.
That's pretty great. Good for them. Yeah.
Classic.
Good for them. Bad for you.
Did you burn your bed?
Me. I never slept on that bed.
I was going to say. Nice.
I told my parents to toss it.
Beautiful. Perfect story, sir. Thank you. Pretty. That's what we're looking for the Give Me Five today.
Pretty is the theme.
Yeah, they can be in the song title or album title or anywhere in lyrics. We don't care.
We care a little bit.
A bit.
We do.
About the Army and Air Force. Everywhere.
That's coming up at Give Me Five at 5 o'clock.
Give Me Five.
Wow. I don't know why I wasn't expecting it.
Five songs in a row.
You've been taking singing lessons? That's nice.
Tell the kids what the little countdown is all about tonight. I'm Casey Kasem in Hollywood.
Five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme, and today's theme is pretty.
That doesn't have to be in the title. It can be...
Put it in the title. Let's not be lame.
You know, it could be in the album title. It could be a band title. It could be under your couch.
All right, you're feeling loose.
I'm feeling loose.
All right.
So pretty, wherever you got it. 818-955-KLOS or hit us up on the tweet machine.
At Kevin and Sluggo. What is it you want to hear?
Oh, You Pretty Thing by David Bowie.
That's one of my favorite songs ever recorded by mankind.
Love it as well.
Same here.
The nightmares are here, man. I think they're going to stay. You know what I'm saying?
I love that. Oh, you
Perfect. Now let's let David do it.
Brian wants to hear Oh Pretty Woman, Roy Orbison or Van Halen.
We did a coin flip moments ago, and Eddie won. Well done, Edward. That's nice. Making silly noises.
Yeah, can you put on Pretty Vacant by the Sex Pistols?
We're smack dab in the middle of a twofer from Aerosmith, but right this second, it's time for...
I need a dollar.
You gotta need a dollar, man.
I need a dollar.
You are gonna win today.
A dollar is what I need.
You're a big fan of motion picture presentation.
Yes, I am. I love going to movies.
So I thought that's what we would do. According to, and I put this together from CNBC, they actually have done the research and found the biggest movie franchises of all time. So,
Movie franchises of all time.
Yes, the top 10 money-making at the box office franchises. So they're talking like, hold on a second, where's the actual definition here they had of it? A franchise, as they are looking at it, is, for this list, a franchise is defined as a film series or a collection of films that share the same fictional universe.
Okay.
So keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Or have been marketed as a series. So, you know, you got your sequels, you got your universes, you got a lot of money here. I was looking at this cash they're making. They're making a lot more than your damn dollar, buddy.
Yeah. Six guesses to get four?
Six guesses to get four. And by the way, one American dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com.
My first guess is Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yes.
Definitely on the list. It's number two. Guess how much money it's brought in over the years.
Number two. Wow, I would have no way of knowing.
There's been 40 years of them, basically.
Wow.
Stunning. And it's brought in $10.2
billion. Wow.
But the next one, the number one, is a lot more than that.
Is it really?
Isn't that
crazy? Bigger than Star Wars? MCU.
MCU?
Yeah, the Marvel.
Marvel is number one, yes. My little flower.
Woohoo!
$22.5 billion.
But I think they've had more movies.
The Marvel
than
universe.
Star Wars. Yeah, you know what I mean? They have all those one-offs.
That's true. And that is kind of what we're talking about with the Umbrella. By the way, also in that Avengers Endgame, the highest grossing film of all time.
Is that right?
Yep.
That was my favorite.
Brought in the most cash.
Let me think. James Bond.
James Bond.
Thank you.
You would think is definitely on the list, and it is.
Okay, good.
It's number four.
I was going to punch you. Hasn't there been like 30 of them?
Yeah, okay. Right? So this is what's crazy. So Marvel's at $22.5 billion. That's at number one. At number four, James Bond, all of those, $6.89 billion. So what a difference.
That is crazy.
Right?
Wow, I got to get one more.
One more, buddy. And then you get a dollar. Woo, a dollar.
Fast and the Furious.
The Fast and the Furious is...
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Number four.
Thank you.
You win, buddy. Woo.
Four guesses.
Well
four
done, correct. Little lady.
Woo-hoo.
That is impressive.
I won a dollar.
You got a dollar. Dollar a holler, baby. Hey, that 76-year-old dude. Maybe she'll...
Nope.
One more. 500,001.
Nope.
You could be.
For $1.
I'm going to go drop back to number 13.
Okay.
Pirates, that entire
year. Didn't think of that. Okay.
Transformers, number 12.
Didn't think of that. Okay.
Batman, number 11.
Didn't think
11.
Of that. All right.
So number 10, Jurassic Park and all those movies.
Sure.
The DC Extended Universe. The Middle Earth, the Tolkien, all of that stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, and that's six films so far. That's brought in $5.86 billion. Fast and Furious, you got number seven, X-Men, and all of those.
X-Men, I didn't think of.
Yep, wow. 13 films they've done so far. Number five was the Spider-Man series. Have you seen the new one? Are you all excited about
that? I haven't seen it yet. I can't wait.
You got number four, James Bond. The Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, I had written down.
Really? And the favorite, your Fantastic Beasts and all that.
Uh-huh.
Number two, Star Wars, as you got, and Marvel number one. So well
Woo-hoo!
Done, you got a dollar.
I got $1.
Woo! Can't even go see that.
I'm living.
99-cent theaters don't exist anymore.
So I have a fear that I've had since I was a kid, and that's that snake is going to come up through the toilet
and bite you on your bottom or other
at best
bits. Yeah.
Best my bottom. Yes.
So that goes back as far as you can remember then, huh?
Yeah, just always like I don't like that it's dark and I don't know what's going on.
Downstairs, underneath the floor.
We're talking about toilet, everybody, just so you know.
So, I mean, yeah, it's weird because I really didn't hear about it, I don't think, until we started hanging out.
Right. But most people, they can look at that fear and they can go, oh, well, that never happens, so I'm going to get over it.
Until they look at the news lately.
Until there are a lot of snakes that are coming up out of toilets.
It's just nonstop.
It's actual
now.
Happening.
It's like at least once a month, a verifiable story sent to you by people who like to torture you.
Yes, exactly. But it happens a lot.
Yeah.
And
no.
It's not great.
No. It's now, no longer just a completely irrational fear, sadly.
Right. It's rational.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
It is getting there.
There's a couple toilets in the world, so likely
they're 10% on the way to getting there. But listen, it's not Florida,
right?
Where a work crew in Florida. Did you know the New York City urban legend about alligators being in the sewer?
Oh, in the sewer, yeah,
under
yeah.
The
like
city?
Theoretically, someone flushed one a million years ago.
Yes,
back in the day, and they've been down there growing bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right, and they never proved it.
No,
but in Florida, they did.
They did. So there are. Well, that makes sense. They alligators in Florida.
They
sure.
discovered a 5-foot gator residing in a sludge-filled pipe.
That's like, remember Walking Dead, that time they went down into a pipe, they thought, well, this is probably a good way to go, but the zombies were down there and actually just kind of rotting or whatever. So now there's truly alligators hanging out in the sewers.
Just another reason, this government, just another reason not to go wandering down into the stormwater pipes.
But it's so fun.
A spokesman said. Thank you for that.
Yeah, right.
A public works team had dispatched a robot equipped with a camera to get to the root of why there are craters that kept showing up on the road right there.
Oh, really?
Where are these alligators coming from?
See, now that's the proper use for a robot and AI. Not to write poetry and new movies and TV.
And kill us all.
Go down there and find the alligator. Go down. Go on. Go on, you robot.
I'm going to post this, but there is a video that the robot took.
Oh, really?
Of the 5-foot alligator.
Really?
And it turns and hightails and kind of runs away.
Ah, robot!
In this 5 foot.
I can't eat that.
5 foot alligator in the sewer.
Which means eventually he might find his way.
It's going to have a baby.
Somewhere. Yeah, that's right.
And that baby is going to come up my toilet. And I don't want that. I don't want that. All those teeth down there.
Yeah, that's a lot of teeth.
My God, that's a nightmare. This is worse than a snake. Who knew?
Yeah, alligators. That's actually worse than a snake.
Way worse.
Yeah, and it's really happening.
It is happening for real.
The
yes.
good thing is you don't have to ever go to Florida, I suppose.
That's true.
Still.
That is true. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We talk a lot about AI because it's such a big thing.
Fascinating. Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Taking over the world.
And it's taking over the world. And I heard a conversation, and this is only part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one word in part of this conversation that's very troubling.
Cool.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Of an extinction risk. I mean, I wonder how big a risk they're talking about here. Is this only a hypothetical one?
Extinction risk? Is that it?
Extinction
yeah.
risk.
Yeah.
Extinction.
No, sure. Because of these damn things decide, you know what?
There's a risk of extinction.
Have you seen War Games?
Yes.
I should fire everything. You know what? I should turn off the safeties on the nuclear power plants. I, being an AI.
Unbelievable.
Extinction risk.
What? This is a big story today. Like, a
yes.
bunch of people are coming out and talking about the extinction risk.
Yeah, one of the main dudes that created this stuff really got it rolling. He's like, I shouldn't have done that.
Remember when they had that super collider in Finland or someplace
yep.
like that, and they were hit.
Trying to create dark matter?
Yes.
Underground.
And there was a 1% chance that it were going to create a black hole.
Up. Yeah, right here
and
on
the
Earth.
Would just get sucked into it. And we were calling them. We were like, hey, how about
Stop
a zero?
Doing that.
How about a 0%?
Have you seen Fringe?
Oh, my God.
We don't need a second universe.
Are they saying it's very serious? It's hard to balance all that you hear here because some is very positive and some is very negative.
Right. This is a short but concerning statement about the risks of AI from many of the people behind developing this technology.
Okay.
The statement is short.
From the people who built it.
Yeah, the ones who actually created
it. They're the ones that are putting out a warning about an extinction.
Some of them have walked away from it. They're like, nope.
What?
I don't want anything. It's dangerous. I shouldn't have done this. I regret what I've done. You know, I've been there a lot. I understand how they feel. Not that I've created anything of any value or that could destroy the world, but...
There's an extinction possibility.
Yeah.
Statement is short. It's 22 words. It reads, mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority.
Why should it even
a global priority. What?
Those of you who are planning on sitting around watching the game this weekend, you know, don't do that. Start working out some mathematical possibilities for shutting down AI.
Now listen to what he compares it to.
Okay.
Alongside other societal scale risks, such as pandemics and nuclear war.
That's the wrong one.
Suddenly Liberace's here.
Nuclear war!
Even Liberace was upset for a second. And his magic organ.
Nuclear war
and it's, pandemics as serious.
Yeah, this extinction event is possible, and it would be as bad as nuclear war.
Two human-created things that could wipe out everything.
That's
all
happening.
Yeah, when the lights go off, that's why.
This is a statement saying that AI itself poses a risk of extinction. And notably, the people who signed this letter are some of the executives building it themselves. People like Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenMind.
Robert Altman.
People from DeepMind.
Robert Altman. I love
his
movies.
A bunch of people that created it. Are saying that there's a chance of an extinction event.
Have they not seen Westworld? Ooh, that's one of my favorites.
We're all gonna die!
Yay!
Don't interrupt my musical step.
All right, I'll get back to you in about an hour.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We talked to Trixie, our internet expert, about the Apple Vision 1.
And he agreed it looks ridiculous.
Which you can pick up for a mere $3,500.
But we want one.
That's the cheapest one.
So we're asking for it for Christmas.
Yes.
Even though it looks ridiculous.
From all of you.
Yes, please.
We talked about embarrassing things you saw your parents or kids do, and a dude walked in on his grandparents having sex.
On his bed in his room.
And they froze as if they were asleep.
And they didn't pretend to snore. They just kept going, shh, shh, like you wouldn't know. He said he actually had the bed thrown away afterwards.
And I won one American dollar, yeah! So drinks are on me, everybody.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We came across a day that was Customer Appreciation Day. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And we took calls from people and we asked them some personal questions to get to know our customers.
Yeah.
Which kid did your parents like the least?
Me.
Do you find any family member, even distant, like cousin or stepbrother or stepsister, attractive?
Please say stepbrother.
I did at one time when I was a kid.
Did you? Who was it?
My first cousin.
I was kind of attracted to my cousin, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When was the last time you cried?
Probably 2017, when my dad passed.
All right.
Oh, real nice question, Kevin! Real nice!
That's an acceptable answer.
My God!
It did turn out to be a bummer of a question.
Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Where are you from?
Hi. Chinahoe.
Oh, first question, what's your doggie's name?
I have three. I have Panda, Oreo, and Bear.
And which one do you like the best? Be honest.
Bear, because he's the most playful. He plays fetch, he does rollover.
If you had to get rid of one of them, which one would it be?
Oh, my God. Panda.
Panda! Oh, poor Panda!
Panda's a goner! We are taking over Disney's California Adventure Park August 24th, and we want you to be there celebrating 100 years of Disney. We have four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Oh, Gigi and Marty from Adelanto.
I'm under the impression you want to go to Disneyland with us.
I want to go, I want to go, I want to go.
You're caller 25.
We're going to take over California Adventure. We're going to kick everybody else out, and you're just going to hang with us. Is that okay?
It sounds great to me.
You got four tickets, so you have three other people you can bring?
Yeah, you, my grandkids.
Your grandkids, excellent.
We might veto a couple of them. It depends on if we, you know, they seem cool.
Do you have to run them by us?
Yeah.
Is that cool?
They are super cool.
Okay. Right on.
Well, have a great time. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Beretta agrees with that. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Art.
Art, you are caller 25.
No.
Yes, sir.
You're kidding me.
Not kidding you.
Oh, wow, man. That is awesome.
You got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It's happening August 24th, and last year was great fun.
Yeah, so come down and join us. Be one of us. One of us. One of us.
One of us. All right, one of you. One of us. One of us. Two of us.
16 of us. 408 of us.
I'm speechless, man. I'm speechless. And you guys are taking over, so it's just it's going to be that's awesome. That's awesome.
We have four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
My name is Paige.
Paige, you are caller 25.
No way.
Yes, boom. Way.
Right on.
Well done. KLOS is taking over California Adventure Park on August 24th, and you got four tickets.
We want you there.
I want to be there.
That works out well.
Well done being caller 25, then.
Super excited, guys. Thank you very much.
It cost $1.5 million to make, most of which went to that church that Slash did his solo in front of. It was on this day in rock in 1992 when GNR's November Rain debuted on MTV. Do you remember when The Who's Tommy won 5 Tony Awards on Broadway? It was on this day in rock in 1993.